Dear friend, since Plato's legacy, and above all, since Christ's teaching, all the way to our present time, reminded by Tolstoy, Burke, Einstein, and many others, our poor humanity never did but should have learned deeply the hard life lessons that evil thrives when good people do nothing. Indeed, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. In the words of Albert Einstein, "The world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who watch them without doing anything." If you believe, like we do, that cowardly negligence is ultimately the personal root of most preventable evils, including major moral catastrophes and other preventable crimes against humanity, please consider our challenge to do something courageously about it. At a personal level, knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. Only doers, courageous and generous people, can make a real difference. After all, you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. Unfortunately, we have a large percentage, maybe millions of PhDs, academic researchers, doctors, etc., probably wasting too much time, money, and sometimes the whole life dying for more and more diplomas, graduations, and promotions without any remorse. Many just searching, studying, and learning deeply whatever will give them more money, more power, or prestige, but are doing very little, some doing nothing or worse, to defend and improve the Western civilization, which is still a de facto Judeo-Christian civilization. By actions and or financial support, like courageous doers, and that is what really matters in our understanding. Far from us to undermine precisely what we strongly support, lifetime continuous education, not to mention so many legacies of absolutely priceless pure knowledge for mankind, like the one Albert Einstein granted humanity. Therefore, our recrimination hereto goes only against each unworthy or selfish PhD, so to speak, which gradually became a kind of Einstein's despicable caricature, because they will never really understand and apply what Albert Einstein lived as an essence of his own being in his own words. Every day I remind myself that my inner and outer life are based on the labors of other men, living and dead, that I must exert myself, make a physical and mental effort, in order to give, in the same measure as I have received, and I am still receiving. Only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile. Wow! No wonder how well he understood and practiced his own convictions and principles, like wisdom is not a product of schooling, but of the lifelong attempt to acquire it. The source of knowledge is experience. Now, if you believe that it's impossible to fly without a minimum of two wings, and that both faith and reason, in the words of St. John Paul II, are like the two essential wings that we must have in order to make a positive, lasting difference, at least in our small world, finding at the same time deep joy, true hope, and the fullness of life. And if you really want to maximize results, get organized, and confirm firsthand whether Jesus Christ spoke metaphorically or literally when he promised to be present wherever and whenever two or more are gathered in his name, plus the possibility to discover the awesome power of the communion of saints, then just join at least one of our net groups and try it. It's free, and you have nothing to lose. Quite the opposite. Among hundreds of so-called think tanks, Joanne Labnetz is probably the first startup Catholic think and prayer tank, religious organism, therefore also open for non-scholars, with an inseparable emphasis and praxis on both faith and reason by design, as an explicit angelic and human supernatural partnership headquartered in heaven, wherever St. Joachim and St. Anne are. Receiving the kingdom like a child is not optional, or is it the only surest way? Jesus revealed that in the Father's house are many mansions. Who would doubt that Our Lady and St. Joseph, somehow figuratively speaking, reserved their own mansion for both St. Mary's and St. Joseph's mom and dad? In the days ahead, said the great theologian Karl Rahner, we, Christians, will either be mystics, even savoring God's presence, or nothing at all. When man is with God in awe and love, trusting like a child, then he is praying. So welcome aboard. Just remember to consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams. Think not about your frustrations, but about your unfulfilled potential. Concern yourself not with what you've tried and failed in, but with what is still possible for you to do. Words of wisdom from Pope John the 23rd. No wonder why he was able to change the world forever after his 77th birthday. For his immense kindness, humility, and sense of humor, he was called the Good Pope. Recently canonized as a saint, without considering himself as such, he would say that a saint is, indeed, a sinner that never gives up to be better, to repent and restart again and again. So get courageous and set yourself up to do good for others, as much as you possibly can. St. Thomas Aquinas, in similar words, teaches us that the beginning of true love is to will the good of others, as others, and that only our capacity to love reveals who we truly are, and that our only reality that will be taken with us into heaven. The ambition to do good for others should have no limits, says our mission statement. Jesus told us, and we deeply believe, that if we have faith even the size of a mustard seed, God will do the impossible to help us do an immense good, without ever expecting us to limit such holy ambition. Quite the opposite. We strongly believe that God Almighty will really give us abundantly, even in miraculous ways, if we dare to ask much for His glory, not little, like a factory of miracles, and probably nothing, if we only ask for a single miracle. Since we know very well Jesus' promise clearly states, whatever you ask in my name will be given you. Actually, after 40 years of prayers, we barely officially began this LabNet incubator for the new evangelization in honor and thanksgiving to the Blessed Family, and the Holy Spirit already entrusted to us 7 awesome mustard seed grade wedge insight miracles. Paraphrasing some popular sayings, we would like to remind you that thousands of times in history, a baby has become a king to rule a nation. Only one time has a king become a baby to save all nations. Because of him, our divine king, we can and should have a hoping heart. It's impossible, said pride. It's risky, said experience. It's pointless, said fear. It's time-wasting, said greed. Give it a try, whispered the hoping heart. Because if you always do what you always did, you will get what you always got. Great minds discuss beneficial ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. Some people even risk their lives to climb mountains like Everest. Don't climb mountains so that people can see or praise you. Climb mountains so that you can see the world and do something about it. This virtual university lab, entrusted to St. Joachim and St. Anne, despite being humble and still small, will provide a virtual mountain from where you can see the whole world like no other place on the internet. In other words, our unique JOANN Virtual University Lab approach to X-ray the current world realities and hopes under the following reasonable Christian vision and priorities, always open to improvements and corrections, can surely help you graduate from a potential lifetime of semi-consciousness, myopia, or even the serious short-sightedness due to the sins of omission, to the top of the virtual Everest kind of knowledge and self-empowerment that no amount of money can ever pay and no college curricula can currently offer. Nevertheless, before you learn our game plan and look at several work groups, intercession groups, study groups, action groups, opportunities, and challenges, please keep in mind that this is a prerequisite to build up around our uniting principles and have prompt access to the Sacred Scriptures, Catechism of Catholic Church, and the Consolidation of Catholic Social Doctrine. We will provide you with an especial search app that will make it easy to have it for free. Here's our essential list of key words as a first level of our generic, abstract, global policy. It's a kind of waiting room for a more specific game plan, i.e. for future non-abstract global policy. Keywords under quotes have an especial meaning that will be commented or explained in details, like we did already, directly or indirectly, for all foundational spiritual key words set under the St. Andrew's Pledge. The entire text contents of this page is copyrighted protected, and copy is not permitted without our written authorization. Global policy keywords: long-term, legacy, unity. Science, reason, and faith. Strategic, proportionality. Preventive, proactive, original. Global, world vision. Anti-reductionist, anti-superficiality creativity. Virtual and non-virtual private university. Human pregnancy, 9 months. Grandfatherhood, motherhood. Grandpa, grandma, orphanage. Laboratory, specialization, realistic, attainable. Learn from the best. The any and the all factors, the wedge factor. Ambitiousness. Please read our mission statement at the end of each page. Foundational spiritual key words: Catholic, Christian, ecumenical. Communion of saints, devotions, rosary. New Pentecost, intense prayer. Mass offerings, Eucharistic adoration. Knighthood, courage, militancy. Contemplation, docility, intercession. Interdependence, humility. Metanoia, ongoing conversation. Eschatological extensionism. Support the best, ego less. Please read our Pledge of St. Andrew for more generic details regarding those foundational keywords. Focus Index of Groups. Our first challenge is to fine-tune our initial hierarchical macro classification of several focus forums and work groups that will slightly increase or decrease as needed. Here is the final bare-bones draft of issues and/or initiatives under the following triple category of macro focus: strategic, grave, and global. We aiming to support creative initiatives, partnerships, and sustainable alternative ways do care for all, especially those suffering the most, and for our common home, the planet, as Pope Francis asks us to do. Let's wedge break this impossible into smaller possible segments or paths. And when the soup still remains too hot, if we persist and ask God for, He will give us the wisdom and patience to even enjoy eating it from the periphery of the plate, little by little by little. We hope and pray that God will help us to work and look together to find or create at least one mustard seed that could potentially make a positive difference for or related to each topic, carefully selected to be part of our Joanne Lab index backbone listed below. Here's the first group of macro focuses. Strategics, fronts, models, products, services, technology, pastoral fronts, issues, initiatives, etc. Graves, potential, heresies and errors, syndromatic issues, geolocalized syndromatic issues, crimes against humanity, etc. Worldwide, missionary challenges, civilization challenges, scientific challenges, ecological, etc. Now, each macro focus has several focuses and sub-focuses under the spotlight that may grow or be moved under and eventually deleted if needed. Virtual symbols and charts representations like trees and forest or pyramids, interdisciplinary circles in addition to hierarchy, plans of accounts, types, and indexes should be developed as soon as possible as a visual tool for a better holistic understanding. Evidently, we will always work, research, reflect, invest, decide under total fidelity to the magisterium of the Church, plus explicit public and active partnership in and with the communion of the saints in heaven. Every focus will have at least one patron saint, and absolutely no membership will be approved or extended for forum members, also open to non-believers, that lack, at the very least, an unifying attitude, ethical integrity, goodwill, and sincere respect for the Roman Catholic Church. In addition, before membership approval, first we will need to have some kind of personal contact, if not face-to-face, at least over the phone with any member. Please use our calendar app at the Contact tab to schedule a phone call. For improvement, some topics will eventually be renamed, integrated, or separated, regrouped, and/or reordered. Basically, we will reflect, pray, fast, invoke the intercession from each focus's patron saint, offer masses, rosaries, and holy hours, research, and work under the following list of sub-focuses. Each one will have a separate budget, social e-bank PayPal account, eventually WhatsApps, group codes, using focus group type of separated forums or blog for each topic inside its exclusive group homepage, which includes permanent tabs with permanent videos, photos, everlinks, and or other needed site tabs appropriated for each group's exclusive website.